Parsh Kedoshim opens with the Eibushter telling Moshe, Dabrel kol atas b'nei Yisroel, v'amart aleihem, Kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ni Hashem l'kecher. All this for him, Kedoshim. Today's the yahrzeit for David Talmud, as he writes in his book. And David, all this for him, Zayden and Marnayim, all right, and it doesn't say Kedoshim heyu, it wasn't tzivu. Kedoshim tiyu, not only is it a command, but it's avtocha, the Eibushter promises, sof kol sof, l'yidach v'l'nidach, every Yid will be holy. And therefore, Chazal says, the parasha Rashi brings, parasha Zu Nemar B'Hakim. You would perhaps think of the Abrahams of Kedosh Tiyu, we're talking to Kedosh Eli and holy Tzaddikim, Rebbes. Every single Yid is commanded B'Hakim, Amash and Nosh and Vitaf Kedosh Tiyu. And in fact, Agra Dekala, the Balabani Yisrael, brings, therefore the Abrahams commanded Moshe to say, because the tzaddik should be geuser, to tell every Yid that you are holy. Well, therefore we find in Zohar HaKadosh that Parshas Kedushim is Mechuvin Kenegad Aseres HaDibros. The Rebbe points out there are 10 times in the Parsha where it says Ani Hashem. 10 times it says Ani Hashem Lekechem. Because the Zohar HaKadosh and Medrash and the Ramban discusses it, the Ibn Ezra, that this, if you think about it, when you go through the Parsha, you have all the Aseres HaDibros and Nechum Parshas Kedushim. And since by Matan Torah, that's why it's B'Hakil, because Matan Torah is called B'Yom HaKol, that's a puzzle. Therefore, since every Yid had to be present by Matan Torah, by Aseres HaDibros, Hu Adin, the mitzvah of Kedosh Tiyu, is said to every single Yid. And therefore, we always read every year, Parshas Kedosh is always read in the days of Sefiras HaOmer. Kirdu, I say every year, Omer, Ayin Memresh, the Mili of Omer, is 410, which is Gematria Kodesh. All kinds of Ramazim is brought in Tzvara. The pasuk says, L'chol ha-moir ha-gol. So Chazal say in Sifrei, what is the moir ha-gol? Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf it says, V'al to Shiv Kol Yom, greater than Yechezkel Babuzi V'shan Nevi'im. And we say in the ha-gol, the moir ha-gol was the Gilu Shechina. Never was there a great Gilu Shechina by Kriyas Yamsuf. Nervos, Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, brings to his Rebbe, the Meshilech, that at Kriyas Yamsuf, it was B'vchina Sriya, you soar. Like you're in a finster choshev afela, there's a lightning, and suddenly everything becomes lifting for a second. Then all the madrigas of Kriyas Yamsuf were taken away. After the avoida of Sfinos HaOmer, right, then you come to Matan Torah, and the bechin of Kedoshim is not bechin as Re'il, as it was on the Yamsuf. It becomes a kinyan in the nefesh of Klal Yisrael. But that is the avoida of the days of Sfiras HaOmer, to inculcate that which become one with the Indian of Kedushim. And that, by the way, the Shvi Shal Pesach was the day by Yiro Omnes Hashem, Yir Shemayim was given to us. And therefore, in Sforim HaKadoshim, Shvi Shal Pesach, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, is called Shvi Shal Pesach. It's the Shabbos of Pesach, because what is Shabbos? It's the day of Yir Shemayim. As the Gemara famously says in the Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud, that the Eibush told to Moshe, Maton or Toivi, is basically goes like, the Shabbos, Shmuel, Lech, Vidyan. I said this 1,000 times, what said the Briskunos Oilam, what is in Beis Gnozai? In the Eibush's celestial, heavenly chamber, inner chamber. So the Gemara says, Elfer and Brachas, Ein Lach, Anish Baruch Hu, Bei Lomai, Ela Oitzo, Shin Shemayim, Bilvot. So in Shabbos, the Gemara said, the Shalmi says, Dmai, even Am Ores doesn't lie, Ki Eimas Shabbos Olam. And therefore, but Matono Toivu Beis Gnozai is Gematria, 1,001, which is Yerushalayim, right? So Shvi'i Shal Pesach, you are given this temporary flash, this blick of Yerushalayim, and the idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to work to, that it becomes part of you, right? Therefore, Kedoshim is Gematria Chavishim Yoyim, Da'aber El Kol Adas is Gematria Atzeres, these are days where the Kedusha becomes part and parcel of our lives. Look at Cheinu, Tareinu, B'Kedushas Kol Yeinu. It's told that once by the Satmar Rebbe, the Vriyoyal, by his Tish, when he first came to America, the first years, so he was giving a drasha, b'kol, they have it on tapes today, Shailim, he was giving a fire dikad drasha, Eish Lahav, and Zitzna Yidor, and he said, like he was Mahara Beliba, he was thinking in the middle of the Satmar Rebbe's drasha, Mele, Kashanim, Kitikunam, Yisrael, Shruil, Adbosom, you're living in a shtetl somewhere in Galicia, in Poland, wherever, right? Now everyone is holy and is a It's a place of Kivaldiya, Kedusha, there's whatever, in Gedolim, Tzadiki, whatever. So here, yeah, here we're in America. You see, America is Losh Amrik. It's an empty place, Avirutomi, Gushatomi. The place is full of the Tetansforum. And America is the Gilgulin of Baal Peor. I'm not getting involved or whatever, if you know Baal Peor is, right? And Moistris and Tinif Lala, all Taivas and Uhaza, right? So the guy was thinking to himself, he comes to us, the Rebbe is giving a Shoivim Torah here in America, a Taifa Medina. The Sat Rebbe immediately was Taifas of Achshava. And he said, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Vov, right? Heicha Dela Bal Tshuva, but you say Mokvein, but you say Isha. The Sat Rebbe says, the Eibishter wants the Tshuvos until Yisrael. So he brought us to this Taifa Medina, where all the Nisyonis, all the Taifas are right in front of your eyes. And here you could do a Tshuva Amitis. Rav Shor is Moisif. The Eibishter is like fed up with the Golos. At most, like Eden or Tzoros. And since Tshuva has to be Ba'yuzi Mokhi, Ba'yuzi Isha, so he gives us in one day, walking in the streets of Manchester in this Yonis, that your Zayda in Krakow somewhere didn't have in 60 years. Right? In order that you should be Oibid bin Isoyin, right? And therefore you'll be able to be Machish the Gula Kaidam Azman. It's impossible. That. After the terrible Teichacha, this Borech the Levove Lamer, Shalom Yili, keep a Shrirus Libyan. And the Bible says, Geferlich, Leyev Hashem Sloyach. For this is no Bechiva, worse than anything else. But the Dalton Eber writes in the Kutetir, I'll read in the Loshen, it's like Meraf Sinigra. Im Eile Meshaber Tavosi, Veroitze Betivik Itoldos. A person says, I'm a prisoner, I'm a POW of my Yetzer. This is the Tevin Eber to create me. Like Eve's title, but also Tadigi brought to joy. And I'm a hostage, I'm a captive to who I am. Everyone I ever speak to, people privately, people are generally big bali guy in life. When you speak to a person one on one, he opens up everyone's, I have the big, if you would know my Yitara, right? Everyone thinks they're going to Yitara. They have the biggest Yitara ever known to mankind. So a person says, I'm kovel, I'm bound, I'm imprisoned by my Yitara. This is the greatest apikursus, the greatest fierce mina, and on this the pasuk says, for a person who thinks that it's impossible to rise above his matzo, his teva, or where he is. And there's actually a pasuk, a famous pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo Melech, the Chacham Mikol Adam says, Mayim amukim eitza belev ish vishtfune sidlenu. This was Emes, when he cooked him, says, the Eibush is ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'er betrunye im b'yoyitza. The Eibush can never, by definition, demand something which is above us. And where is the eitza to fight against the Sonei HaGadol, the eitza Sechon Baru? The Mayim amukim is eitza belev ish. You have within yourself daiva hoyser eitzas, right? Nor vos, you have to be an ishtvunor to pick it out within yourself. So Zemba says, a chassid comes to his Rebbe, not that the Rebbe should grant him, should endow him with something he doesn't have, but to help him find that which he has within himself and to discover it, which the chassid, the person has within himself. In other words, the fourth is the famous sifrei, I've said this 100 times, I'm my favorite, on the pasuk, v'haftos Hashem l'ikecho, says Rashi, the same as the sifrei, Chaval say, simply, don't be angry against the Abish. Don't be argument. What?
Don't argue.
Say the Svorim after Yishuv. All the Svorim. Like, I'm really thinking of it. I saw it in Bizarre, from Kalin, from Kalina. A person should say, if only I was born in Krakow, in Tuf, Kuf, Samar Beit, I could have seen Sadiki and Aviru, Tor, was a holy people, whatever. But now I'm here in Manchester with my wife and my shvigar and my kids and my eitz and my people in my shul and my rabbi and my chazin and my wife. It's such a shver amatzv, right? Don't come with the English or with dinus about where you are and the time and the place and the chaverim and your background and your parents and the Sigmund Freud said it's your mother, you have a Zak complex and a Zak complex, right? The pasuk says, "Uvikashtem Misham." Wherever you are, Uvikashtem Misham. When betnai kisidushenu b'chalavav kamash. If you zuch, the eitz amuka v'lev ish, you'll find it. So understand this a bit. Back down to the shir. Paul says, "Kedoshim tiyuki kodesh ani Hashem l'degeich." What's ani Hashem l'degeich? What does that mean? Meisen noyda. It's an awesome story. When I saw it, I was like, wow. There was a big goon, a tzaddik, called Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Schwartz. He was the son of the Naftali Sforotzen, who was the Rav in Mod. Right? No. The grandson of the Kalari, who was the Rav in Bergstas Mod. And at the time, he was 15 years old, and the family lived in Vizhe. And he suddenly took seriously unwell. He was poshut like everyone gave it was miyash, and they sent to the Zayda, the Klari was the Sadiqim, the Kedushalim, to Muspal, they were Marish Ilim, is Tilim, and he's about to die. And they saw Mamish like the Ksisa is starting, and like it's they're about to light the candles and the right Kriya. And suddenly, it was a 15 year old boy, we're not talking 90 year old, he suddenly woke up. He opens his mouth and he says, "Yet verstehe pshat," right? In the Medrash, in the Sweet Parsha, the Medrash says, "Kedoshim tiyu, Chal Yisrael said to the Eibush, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Korasanu Kedoshim, you called us holy, Kedoshim, Haser Me'aleinu Hamavos, get rid of this death that we're suffering with." What does it mean? There's another Yalkut, which equal. I saw this later. Printed actually in the Sefer, to the Emir Yitzchak. Another Medrash in the Yalkut, Kedoshim Tiyu, Zesh Amar Akos, the Pasuk says, Va'atem Advekim Hashem Alikechem. What in the world does Atem Advekim got to do with Kedoshim Tiyu? So this 15 year old boy says he suddenly remembered there's a Pasuk, and he's like in the middle of a coma, you know? And he remembered there's a Pasuk in Paris Baloiz. The Pasuk says, this is a good thing to know in the contemporary times. Pasuk says, "V'lo yeh b'hem negev b'geshes b'nei Yisrael ha'akodesh." There won't be a negev, a plague, a pandemic. B'geshes Yisrael ha'akodesh. What's pshat? So he says, Chazal says, "Gemara in Shabbos that the Shechina is l'mayla from a chodesh. Shem yisadenu al eres dvoi." Right? If you don't sit by the head, you do. Why is dafka? I mean, there are a lot of people, a lot of terrible yisurim and sorrows. Why dafka does the English to come to the chodesh, the original chodesh? So he said that the famous Alshuk, I've said this countless times, the Pasuk says, "Menasati mishkoni b'seichem le'sigal nafshiyaz." It's even I will place my mishkoni, my dwelling amongst you, v'le'sigal nafshiyaz. What's pshat? Says the Alshuk, there's a famous Alshuk. I spent hours just talking about this Alshuk. But the Gemara says, "Alkol nesha." Every time you breathe, you inhale and you exhale, you have to give a door to the Eibushter. Why? Because the neshama balkor chatachai. The neshama is a chelik of the kamimal. The neshama shenasati tahiri. It doesn't want to stay here in this fashtunkara rotten world of a sheker with neshama goyverboy, with everything is upside down. And it's scared that the lichluch, the zuam of ilm hazeh, of the goof, ha'okur, will affect the neshama, so the neshama wants to leave. Right? Therefore, every time you breathe and you stay alive, every time you breathe, it's symbolizing your neshama is like yearning to go back to Mekar Chetz. Nervos. When there's this war between the neshama and the goof. Oh, but if the neshama sees that he lives erlich, and when a v'shachanti b'soichom, b'soichol echad v'echad mikem, then the neshama says to itself, if it's this world, the goof, is good enough for the Eibishter, the Shechina HaKadoshah, then it's good enough for me also. The Archaim HaKadosh, in fact, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem L'Kechel, refers to the Shechina HaKadoshah, that's Mislabeshes in Elam Hazen, the goof in this world. And therefore, a school of Arichas Yomim is when the Shechina is with you. Therefore, the Shechina comes, dafka, to keep the Chayla alive. That any of the Shechina is the Rosh of the Chayla. Well, that's when a Sati Mishkani b'Seichem. when the Shekhinah dwells within a Yid, then the Leisidah Nafshi Hashem, the Neshama, is not Goyal, is not to find the life an abomination. And it lives. And therefore, that's what the Medrash said. This is what the 15-year-old boy, waking up from a coma, reveals. Chal Yisrael said to the Eibush, the Rebbein Yisrael, Kiddoishi of Karasano. You call us Kiddoishi, therefore, ask me better what the Bible says. Get rid of this death, this suffering, this plagues. And that's Pshat, in Pasuk and Baloyisro, right? The Yer Ben Negev, Begeshes Yisrael HaKodesh, when he does connect Begeshes, even if you're fully there, but you're on your Matorah, Kedoshim Tiyah, one of the Taichin, Tzvarim HaKodesh, Mizlosh Lachonu, you're trying, you're yearning, you're to get there, then the Yer Ben Negev. When his father heard this Pshat, like suddenly, when he woke up, Mamish, like first thing after a coma, he started crying because Hazat Taira Heilig in the Shabbat, but he was scared, he was suffering, he sent immediately to his father, Kal Arya said, Muftachani, I am certain, Bechazdei Hashem, you'll get better, and V'loi Oid, Eliyir Zerah, Yarach Yomim, and Itaka lived a long, fruitful life. That, what's Pshat in this? This is also connected to the idea of Kedushin Tiyu, Chazal say, twice Kedusha. After time, they had his fetter, the Magdalas Eliezer, who was the Rav in Berek's house after the Kol Arya, Lev moved to Mud. He says, I'll just quote you very briefly. This is also connected to the Menorah. By the Menorah, it says, El Mul Pnea Menorah. So Chazal, I'll throw out a bunch of Midrashim, which are like incomprehensible for it. So Chazal says in Zifrei, Aseila Mul Uponim. You make the Menorah, there's Mul and Ponim. External, exterior, and interior. What does that mean? The Medrash says, if you're careful to light the menorah, I will guard your neshama. How do I know? Because the neshamas are compared to a ner, to a candle, and it says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, right? And therefore it says, Ba'lois Chasaneiris, and Dabra Mela says, Ki Ata Toir Neiri Hashem. What does Ba'lois Chasaneiris got to do with the Hebrew that protects us, right? And Ram, okay, whatever. And Chazal say, that the Amish said was also the Mikdosh, then immediately the Menorah, right? And that caused, the Menorah caused Ashros Ashkinah in the Mishkan. And what it says, Amul Pnei Me'er Yirsh Shivas HaNeirah is, that's what David HaMelech said, Be'er Melech Pnei Chayim. Be'er Pnei Melech Chayim. In the light of the Pnei Melech, that brings life. So the Medrash continues, Amar Rav Yankov Rav Yosi, Nimna Simcha Min HaRishayim, the Eibusha took away the Simcha, the joy of life, from Rishayim, and he gave it to Yidin, Shehutach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishim Pasar Vadam V'Ner. The Eibusha to dwell with Yidin in the Ner. This Medrash is incomprehensible. The Pshat is, when you had the Menorah, it says, Amul Pnei HaMenorah Yairu Shiva Saner. So what's that, Amul Pnei HaMenorah? So the Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chavbeis, right? The menorah was an edul shashchina sheira Yisro, because it was a ner hamarovi, which was full of all kinds of miracles. You lit it like everybody else, but it didn't extinguish, etc., etc. And that was an edul shashchina sheira Yisro. Shtelus the shayim, but why is it dafka six neiris? Why is it dafka seven neiris when it's really only six neiris amul panem neir? The pshat is, in a nutshell, why are there seven candles on the candelabra on the menorah? So obviously the pshat is all the sort. There are seven midas in a person. And the old midas, the chesed of a person, the gvur of a person, the tiferet, etc., has to be el mul pnei menorah, which is the midas hamalos. Everything which you have a midah of ava. The ava has to be turned towards the Eibush. You have a midah of gvura, or using this all gvura, towards midas hamalos, towards. If not, therefore, Yiru Shivas HaNeiris, because you can have a Malchus of the Umazen, the Shivko Kitirish Gvirta. Right? And therefore, I'm telling you in a nutshell, Sifrei says that Asela Mul upon him, every person has a Mul and upon him, a good sign and a bad sign. A Yitzatoyiv and a Yitzara, a Nefesh Likis and a Nefesh Abbas. And a person has to be Mishabit. Now, it's by nature, your Nisham is holy. The guf has its guf stands for. Can you do it? Guful fresen, guful puff, a whole bunch of things, right? And after you tell them guful pagan, guful whatever, it's guful fort. I've said many times in Tzadikim, right? Or where a person has within himself the ability to take all the shiva midas and to change it and to bring it to the tzad of kedusha. And if you do so, it's an edul shashkina shayra Yisrael. And that quotes everything. Then he brings this whole vort that his nephew said after the coma of Sati Mishkoni de Soyecha, and that's the soy of Kedushin Tim. Now, after the Sakdoma, you now begin. I'm saying a very sharp vort. You're not going to like this at all. If I was trying to win friends and influence people, I wouldn't give this year. But I just have a vort that I saw from Rav Schlesinger from Monzi, and I'll go even further. Whenever you have two parshiyos, which are boring, you'll always notice that we try to find a tzarashove in them. One of the tzarashoves is over and over in both Parshas Achrimos and in Parshas Kedoshim. What? There's no sound and video, or there's faker?
Shh, please mute yourselves.
If there's sound and no video, you're very lucky. Nothing to look at.
You're invited back.
Over and over and over in this both parishes, Ani Hashem Elokim. This expression goes over and over. In fact, in the Hakdoma, the parishes Arayis, what does it say? If you remember the Gemara in Brochus, right? In Daf Yudalit, the Gemara says, Marova, where they didn't want to say Parsha, the third Parsha of Tzitzis, and I could sit, Laila is left on Tzitzis. All they said was, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Kasha is that many, called Psukim, like Poskim Moshe, you can't bring halves of Psukim and tie and make a new Psukim. So the Sofer and the Aramel, I mean, which pasuk did they say every night? After this pasuk, in Paris Achrim is Dag Dobot Arayis. What's in Yoni Khan? So he brings Barichas Niflo, but everyone knows this Barichas, so I'm not going to repeat it, but like every schoolgirl who goes to Seminary Aleph, you know, course 101, knows the famous Rav Deskel. The Rambam writes in the Perikhei of Hilchos Truah, it's not a whole shmuz, not at a time. The Rambam, Rishus L'chol Adam Nisunah. The Eibishter gave free will, bechira, to every individual. You want to be a tzaddik, you have the ability. This is the bechira which is unique in all of the briyim. Not the malachim, not the animals, not the whatever, only man. As the Rambam says, that's the pasuk, Heina Adam Hayoke Echad Imenu Ladas Tuvara. Only human beings have the choice between good and bad, right? And then the Rambam says, Al Yavir Mashaftach, don't believe. Don't even, but there Chavor Balma, don't even for a minute cross your mind, right? Dover Zesh, Sha'um Rim Tipshi Umus Oilom, V'Roiv Golme B'nei Yisrael, like the fools of the Goyim. And Roiv, you know what Goyim is? Most goyims of Yehoyin, Shachadosh Baruch Hu goyzer ala adam mitchilas b'riyosay liyasad degerosha. That's already nigzer, right? Ain't a davar king. Everyone can be either a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu or a rosh like Yerov ben Avot. You can be a smart man, a fool, a rachman, an avzori, a kili or a shui. You can be cheap or you can be extravagant, whatever. V'chein shar kol hadeis. We be elyon leseitzei atoivaru. From the Eibush doesn't, whether you're good or bad, that's in your rishus. And that's what Iyuv tainted. Eibush the barasa tzadikim barasa rishoyim. As Chavayim said, it's not true, because the Eibush gave us Torah. Don't worry about Bavasu. The Eibush gave us Torah, barasa yisara, barasa yisara, tell that, and you can always overcome. Why can't goyim, umas oilam, and golmei roiv, golmei b'nei Yisrael, why can't they figure this out? They have sources. They're not just stunned idiots, right? I mean, there is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos which says, "Haiman the Noila the Mazel Tzedek Yom." Tatkun, you're born in Mazel, whatever. In Mazel Madim, you'll be a murderer, right? The Pshat is as the Rambam and the Meiri and the Chazanan. Yes, everybody is different. Everyone is unique, and everyone has the tears in their midas in their temple. But a yid through the Kodesh of Torah, through the Kodesh of Tefillah, through the Kodesh of Mitzvahs, through Avodas Hamus or whatever, you can overcome your nervos. The Goyim, Rav Destor explains, it's numerous places in Mishnah Yot, one of those famous shikluchim. Goyim believe, they look at the world, and the way the Eibishter created the world, there are laws of physics, laws of chemistry, laws of biology, laws of whatever. And in all mathematical laws, it's pashut sibo and mesuf. There's cause and effect. If you do X, you get Y. It just flows naturally. These are the rules, the logical, rational rules of Derech HaTeva. People who are taka under on Hogas HaTeva, everything in their life must be Hopi Teva. There must be a Siba and there must be a Mesuvah. So nothing happens by itself. It all happens because of whatever. So when you take this, you could apply this to evolution, to whatever, in the physical world, in biology. You could apply this to mental health, to psychology. I don't want to sound whatever. The other night I was just having a coffee, right? And I got the free advertiser comes to your house. I'm looking through Gavalt, like half of the advertisers are about mental health. This Manchester is like always bad, but like it's mamish, like, you know, like there's so many mental health. I know, I feel like sometimes I'm drowning in an ocean of tears. There are so many problems suffering emotionally. So what do you do? You send the guy to your local psychiatrist, known as a Jewish guy, wanted to be a doctor, but couldn't stand the sight of blood. He became a shrink.
Became a
psychiatrist. Right? Solves all your problems by lumping all your little worries into one big complex. And it finally cures you by shock treatment when you get the bill at the end. Right? All the sorrows. Right? Believe me, I've sent people and the people, we have to use chokhmah to know. In the goyishu world, however, right, everything is cause and effect. By definition, because they are taka, takas, and hokas, and teva. So the idea of rising above your teva doesn't exist. So you go to the psychiatrist and you say, I can't get up in the morning, I got this problem, that problem, the other problem. And he soothes you, puts you on your couch, zorozuchnish, it's normal, everyone got the same problem. Just be happy with your life, don't fight against it, just go with the flow. Right? Because A, Rav Zesel says, he himself is meshugat to teva. B, he himself in his own private experience has never overcome his teva. And C, he wants to be matzik his own yitzhar, his matzpun, his conscience, which is bugging him, right? So he says, it's impossible to rise over your teva. And this way I'm stuck with what I am, and my mother gave me this complex, and my father the other complex, and society is so terrible. Asher Alkein, I am stuck in a rut for the rest of my life, and I can sit there an angry person and blame the whole world, and for follow. That's it. I am what I am. Rav Hutner writes in Bachar Yitzchok, in Purim, Mahuriti Gevurot. Where does it come from that all of psychiatry today is buoyed a lot on certain branches, at least, on what's called determinism? It's all determined. They say everything is software, everything is determined from when you're born, before you're born, etc., etc. Where does this come from? Says Rav Hutner, this is a hakdama to Mashiach. It's a good sign. Why is that? Because the pasuk says Mashiach will come, Mal Hashem lekeches levavcha. Says the Ramban, today in this world, you have bechira chavshes. When Mashiach comes, the Eibush will shek the Yitzhara. They'll be and they'll only be whatever. And therefore, zelu umazed, the goyim afagav the il lechozim azlayu chozim, right? Therefore, the goyim also believe that everything is determined. Al derech will happen with Mashiach. It's a good sign. Therefore, Rav Hutner brings by Agag. It says ve'il elav Agag ma'adonis, right? When Shmuel calls for Agag, they brought a ma'adonis. What are ma'adonis? Two pirushim. One pirush is loshen idun. He went to his death joyful, happily, with tainug and simcha, knowing that it's better to be killed, right, but not to be imprisoned in captivity. So the text is Rashi and Radak and everything. Another text, Madonna, is based on a pasuk. It means
presence.
What? Bonded, tied, tethered. What tied up? Says Rav Hutner, these are not steers. People want to be. They're happy. They're joyful to be tethered. To be bound. I remember where Tursky spent the Shabbos here in Manchester. He made me the whole Shabbos, I got to give Shabbos. He once was dealing with, he dealt with substance abuse. And one of his issues was he dealt amongst MDs, amongst physicians. And he went to a physician who was trying to test him to see whatever problems in his brain, right? If there's a chemical imbalance. And when there was not, the doctor was so disappointed. Why? If he would have something physical, physiological in his brain, whatever. So he could tell you, it's not my fault, it's been a shuldik, I'm the Eibush Gevolt. Once it was not true, then his addiction was a chelik of his own lack of willpower, and that is an indictment on a person. A person wants to be free, right? So he wants to throw off the idea of free will. What do you see this today? Whatever. So, on one hand, that's the idea of in Arai, Parshas Arayis, Ani Hashem Elokeich. It's finster, it's mairiv. What do you say? Ani, wherever you are, whatever matzah, there's an Eibishter. And as a great American president once said, one man plus God is a majority. With the Eibishter, there's nothing you can do. But there's a deeper idea, and this idea is two times Kedushim, I think, which I have no time to elaborate really, which I really should. Yes, you have Bechir, Arishus Nesun. On a deeper level, theologically, philosophically, Bechir is a great problem. Very hard to understand why you should have Bechir. The passage is, why did the Eibishter give you Bechir? Because the Eibishter is a melech malchei hamlochim, but he gives you meluch over your balabatishkei, over yourself, and chelkei ba'olam. Why? The passage is because he wants to give you schar v'oinish. Schar v'oinish is meaningless unless you what? Have Bechira. So therefore you have it. But the emes is, okay, this I have to explain, it would take me 20 hours. And you have to learn all of Shari Yechir Mamuna, all 12 Prokim, to begin to understand it. But even after you have Bechira, and it appears that Tachtoinim, you are the Melech B'Tachtoinim, and you're a Shutov like a Dushbaru, the emes is a Hita, even afterwards, the Eibishter, Hu Levadoi, Osa, Ba'oysev, Yasa, Kol HaMaisim, and Eimei Levadoi, and the Eibishter just, the Bechira is really a Hastorah, on Eilei Mavadim. How Bechira could function together simultaneously with whatever, even you have to learn deeper Svarim, and people ain't into it today, some people are into it. I saw Martin Zilber, Shankivalt, he brings him the Yisosra, I mean, I got him. Fire the Gevart. He says, all the Haskalah Harurim, all the courses, the whatever came in Europe, was all because they were the Eilei who didn't help let people learn Pnimi Satayr. So today, when you deal with kids who are off the beaten track, whatever, so the Kutim Aran you're not allowed to learn, Tani you're not allowed to learn, or but to go to it, plenty and plenty, to get Eitzis and whatever, which he really picked up, he didn't tell anybody, but he picked this up from psychiatry people, from Minam Apikurs, from Kofrim, thus making, yeah, this is no Chayim, it's no Kol. It's a very sensitive subject. Okay, but the emes is on a tifer geret, right? A Yid has Bechira, listen to this, it's very deep. A Yid has Bechira to be Shoyl his Bechira.
To be what?
To be Shoyl his Bechira. To get rid of his own Bechira. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. There's a Dorash Moshe for Moshe finds him there. It's not like a Kilo. It says in Pasuk, hey, do you see Bechem HaShemayim Vorets? The Eberster says the heavens, the celestial luminaries, should serve witness, right? So we're two Perushim Rashi, right? One of the Perushim is, just like there's sun, the moon, whatever. And they never mamre the Eibishter, they carry out whatever, what they're supposed to do. How much more so Yidin who gets Chara Einish, how much more? So you learn a Kavachoyim. Ask Sir Moshe, how can you learn a Kavachoyim, man, from sun and the moon, right? When they don't have Bechira and we do have Bechira. What's the Kavachoyim? Says Sir Moshe, Amoyri Digavort. The embassy is the sun, the Sarah Shemayim, have Bechir. All right, you say, but the sun doesn't want to go, get up in the morning because of what's going on, the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. Hey, no rabbis, we found a rise. Nervous. Why do we say, generally, colloquially, that the Tzva Shemayim have no Bechir? Because someone who's makir, the Kriach of the Eibishter, he cannot be. Moshe Mahadover Doima. If I was to tell you, put your hands in a fire. Theoretically, you have Bechiri, yes, to put your hand in the fire and get burnt. But it's against the teva of a person, and it's not real true Bechira Chofshis, because you know instinctively what the result will be. So you don't have really Bechira. If Shemayim Va'oretz, right, know the Eibish Kvay Malchusay, they have no Bechira to be Mamre Pi Hashem. So if a Yid learns Torah and Chachsach and deeper, through Torah, through Tefillah, through whatever, through Mitzvah Ma'aseh Tovim, he reaches that level of Hakorah of Emunah, Behirus Emunah in the Eibishter, and his Bechir is taken away. In fact, the time I elaborated this first emes, the mighty dicket for a shleima in Chagashvus and the Hagbilas on. The emes is to Moshe make borders, bound, you can't go further. Fine, he tells Eden, then he goes up the mountain, and Moshe, the emes says, go down to the people, tell. So Moshe says, hey, you told me already, I told him. The first thing is that Moshe wanted that when the Ebershter says something, like a tzaddik, tzaddik gozer, the Ebershter created the world. Whatever, akim. So these words of the Ebershter are chayim v'chayim lo'ad v'ar l'kein yachim lo'ilom. And ever since Shevet Yimei Precious, these are the words that machayim have all the problem of the Bria. So the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that when the Ebershter said, Hagbil ha'om, the words of Hashem become the mitzius, and it's impossible to rebel against Hashem. I can't make that a rule for everybody, because then you have Sheol Bechir. But for tzaddikim, especially the whole riot, for tzaddikim, that is the way. This, when it says in any time in the Torah, Allah, thou shalt not, thou shalt command. It's also a creates a mitzius. If the aim is to have to Hashem, they can't have the mitzius, they have to need. That's why by the Yevonim it says, uportzu choymus migdolim. That famous story I've said 1,000 times. Rav Moshe was once an MTJ, he was in Tiferes Yerushalayim, and suddenly comes and runs to him, Rebbe, there's a call in the office, in the phone, from Eretz Yisrael, like, so Rav Moshe says, I can't go. He says, why can't you go? There's a wall. What kind of wall? Someone was davening Shema Esrei, they did in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't walk in front of a person davening Shema Esrei. So Rav Moshe was that, it's in our Chaim Simin, whatever. So Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't walk, so Vert HaChoyimu. So the Abishik is a love, it's not that thou shalt not, you know, have a Bechir. It's a very damn seals that a Yid can't be over Pi Hashem. And that's why the Rapsat Yagon says when you blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah, one of the 10 reasons he brings, Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Alderach, Yidin standing by Sinai, they're the called Shofar, and that reminds us of Nasav and Nishma. What does Nasav and Nishma got to do with? Because Nasav and Nishma is Pshat, you ask that we say in Davni, V'chofes Yitzreinu L'shtabedoch. We ask the Abish to take away our Bechira Chofetz. If you work on yourselves to a degree, then you reach a Madrega that it becomes impossible to rebel against Hashem. And that goof is your Bechira is that you're Shoyl your Bechira. And we have a principle I said 1,000 times that I call Bidei Shemayim. When it comes to everything, yes or no, I'm going to win the lottery, not, it's up to the Abish. But when a person asks for Yiddish Shemayim, there's no choice in the matter, for sure the Abish has to listen. That becomes the mitzias in a person. And therefore that is not seven nishma. Before the nishma, it already becomes the mitzias in the Bria. And that's what you have in mind by Kriya Shofar. That is the idea of a maver bonav of Kriyas Yamsuf. By the difference between, the Sfasema says that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yidin became the Vchinus Avodin. Till now you're Avdei. Parei now you're Avdei Hashem, right? By Shlish of Beisah, you reach the Vchina of Bonim. A maver bonav ben Kriyas Yamsuf. The maila of a ben is an eved. You have an eved, the odin could be mishachrim, could be mafgarim, could be whatever. Right? A ben, vis-a-vis a father, that is permanent, that can never be destroyed. And therefore, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Robonov, you have this idea of permanence. Right? And that is the idea we have to, I said before, not just to see, but to have a kinyan in. And that is the avoid of Sfiras HaOmer, of the Kachenu, Tarenu, which we come to meet the Abishter once again at Har Sinai.